This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey. Each week we test out a beer and let you know about it. And this week we're following up on a conversation we had last week about Guinness. Guinness is the best-selling alcoholic beverage in Ireland. It doesn't do too bad here in the United States. And we've got two guys from Banco Beverage who know a lot about this beer. We're going to give it a test this week on Flight Club. I'm welcoming Andy Rupi and Doug Lisk here on Flight Club, and we are going to try out a couple of different Guinness products. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
I'm a little confused. It doesn't take much, but I noticed that there's a lot of different versions of the Guinness Stout. We're going to try a couple of them. Your job is to explain to me the difference between these beers that we're trying out here. So we're going to start with first with the Guinness Draft. Now this beer, I'm going to shake it a little bit in the can. And you can hear there's something in there. Last week we learned about the widget in there because that releases nitro. Is that correct, Andy?
So it forces a mixture of beer and gas into the liquid, awakening the nitrogen and CO2 bubbles inside the beer.
All right, we're going to try this. Also, this one comes in at 4.2%. Now, Doug, is that a high level for a stout, or is...
No, that's low. Usually stouts are 5% or higher, but this was a lower, more sessionable product that Guinness put out, and it's the... I think it's the third of the iterations of Guinness Stouts.
Wow, third. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's crack this open, and hopefully that little nitro is going to do its job, that widget.
Whoa.
Ooh. Sounds tasty.
I may have been playing with it a little too much.
Yeah. Yep. No, it looks perfect.
Okay. We're going to pour it into our flight glass.
Ooh, nice. Oh, wow. It sounds good.
You know what?
I can't see it, but I can smell it.
This is amazing. It looks like coffee, the color of this.
Thank you. So now it's starting to surge.
It's ruby
and
red in color, though.
Yep.
So it's
hold
not,
it up to the light.
It's not black or brown. It is ruby red. And when I said it looks like coffee, that's mostly the head. So that's the work of the nitrogen, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's starting to settle. Now, normally this is a beer that folks get from a tap, correct? So the nitrogen widget is in there to try to give it that same taste and feel that you get when it's you're in a pub and you're getting it from the tap. So let's, okay, mine has settled. I hope yours has as well. Mm-hmm. Let's give this guy a sip.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It's tasty. Delicious.
So traditionally, this is for, at a bar, coming off a draft line, not a can. So the widget's not in the draft system at the bar. The gas is there ahead of time for the Guinness, and then it goes through a restrictor plate that's got five little holes, and you put the Guinness through there at minimum 35 pounds of pressure, which just gives it a total irritation of the product that builds up that nice little foam and keeps it very tight because of the small nitrogen bubbles. There is still CO2 in it that gives it the body of the beer, but the head is formed by the little tiny nitrogen bubbles that gives you a nice meniscus on top.
This is really, really smooth tasting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we started with the smooth one.
All right, so we started with the smooth one. Now we're going to go to the more traditional one, which is the Guinness Extra Stout. Now, let me know if I'm getting this right. Is this the original 1820-something recipe for this beer?
Yes. As far as we know, this is the Guinness that has been around forever.
Okay. And this one, again, it's called the Extra Stout. It comes in at 5.6%. There's no nitro widget in it, so that smoothness may not be there. And this one we have in a bottle. Does it also come in the can?
I don't think it is anymore. It was poured in a... draft at some point, but we only have it here in the bottles.
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. So the biggest difference I'm seeing with this one right away is the head is not as big as the one on the draft, and the draft with the widget made the pour different. So this looks kind of like your average pour. Again, the color is still that deep ruby red, are we calling it?
It'll be a little darker, closer to black, but it is still ruby red. Mm-hmm. And you'll notice that the head is, this one is more coffee colored than the draft is going to be more of a milky color.
Okay.
So again, that's because of the nitrogen from the widget and the restrictor on the other guys. But
okay, let's give this guy a try. Well, wait, my first sip right away, the carbonation is wildly different.
Yep.
In the extra stout than it was in the draft.
A little sharper, a little crisper, maybe a little bit more bitter.
Well, you're getting a regular traditional style beer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You should get some chocolate notes in this one.
Yeah, yep, towards the end there.
A bittersweet finish.
Now, this is what, if you're around the world, in different parts of the world, Ireland is, that's where all the Guinness draft is made, and 50% of it's drank, and then they've shipped the rest of the 50% around the world. But this product is brewed in different parts of the country, the world. It's in South Africa, Jamaica, but this is where a lot of different cultures drink this daily as it gives them life and stuff. So this is when you hear people talk about Guinness and its health attributes, this is the product they're speaking of.
And when you're saying they're drinking it daily, does that have something to do with the quality of the water in these places?
That could be part of it. I just know that it helps them. There's 'cause beer is bread. So in a lot of parts of the world, it is hard to get water and to get clean water and to also get nutrients. So this provides a lot of people with nutrients, proper I don't want to say that, fact check me. There might be some vitamins in there. But, yes, there's stuff that gives you life.
I think so. I feel good after I drink it.
Right away. I already feel like a vitamin C.
I think so. I agree 100%, Doug.
Wow. Okay. Personally, I like the extra stout better than the draft.
Yeah, it's got a little more... A little more robust flavor.
Oh yeah,
right?
I mean, it just like I don't want to say attacks your mouth, but it just kind of explodes in your mouth, as opposed to the kind of the smoothness of the draft.
And it's a 5.6 ABV, so a little bit stronger.
Okay, we're gonna also try the Foreign Extra Stout from Guinness. Andy, what should I expect from this one?
The extra stout on steroids. So this one is, to Doug's point, he's talking about the coffee note. You're going to get some espresso, dark chocolate, earthy sweetness, roast malt character to it. But it'll be surprisingly smooth, as you will see.
And it's also higher than the extra stout. This comes in at 7.5%.
Correct, which is almost a full 2%.
I think the Foreign Extra Stout part of it comes from there was they taxed people in Ireland on the percentage of alcohol that was in products. So other parts of the world, you would want a higher alcohol base. So that's why it's the Foreign Extra Stout. Hmm. Again, fact check me on that. I'm pretty sure I'm right on that.
I like it.
You sound like you know what you're talking about, so I'm going to go with that.
I like that.
Okay. I haven't had one of these in a while.
Same.
Now, this is the warmest of the three we have, just for you people out in the crowd there.
Yes.
But, hey, if you ever want to get a real true flavor of a product, drinking it at room temperature, you can't hide any notes. That's why they tell you Coors Light is the coldest tasting beer, because they don't want you to taste the notes.
Well, the smell seems chocolatey to me.
So. Yeah, you should get all of those notes on this one.
Okay. And am I imagining this, but it looks darker than the extra stout.
Oh, yeah.
So it is darker.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, my goodness.
That's pretty tasty, right?
It's really tasty.
Yeah.
It is actually, it's like the draft and the extra stout got married and had a baby beer.
Yeah.
And this is it.
And it was a big baby.
Yeah.
10-pounder.
Because it was very smooth. It still has, but it's thick. The mouthfeel is really nice on this beer.
Mm-hmm.
And it finishes super dry. I'm sure it has something to do with the 7.5, but the chocolate notes in it are very pronounced, is what I would say.
God, this is delicious.
So for the craft nerds out there, this product's been around for a couple hundred years, and I think it'll drink right up against any left-handed you want to put up against it.
Mm-hmm.
It is quite delicious. That is the Guinness Foreign Extra Stout. Yummy. Andy Rippey and Doug Lisk from Banco Beverage, thank you so much for coming in today and testing out a flight of some Guinness with me. This has been quite eye-opening and taste bud-opening for me, so it's wonderful. Thanks so much.
Happy to hear it.
Thank you.